presence of the king. You see, I can't get away from it. I can't get away from talking about it. I've experienced too much in that place. It's changed my life too many times. Hallelujah. Praise God. His presence has visited me in times throughout my childhood and youth years that has made me absolutely shake under the power of God. I'm physically unable to even lift my head at times when he came on me so strong. All I could do is just quake. I probably would have been considered a Quaker at one time when those kind of events happen. I love it when heaven meets earth. Everything changes when heaven meets earth. I love to share about our meetings at the World Prayer Center back in, 15 years ago. There was visitations of the presence of the Lord. We had a thing called Lunch with the Lord every Wednesday at noon. We would just have an hour of worship. Nobody would preach. It was for anybody that wanted to come. So there were people from hyper-Pentecostal charismatic types to Lutherans and Methodists and nothings that would come in there. Some people didn't know what they were. But the main thing was the main thing. We just worshiped. And God began to do wonderful things. And there was a group of pastors visiting from New Zealand. And they had no idea about Lunch with the Lord. They were just touring the World Prayer Center, happened to be touring it on a Wednesday at noontime. So they walked into this meeting. There's about 300 people just worshiping the Lord. There's a self-service communion table set up over there. It's just open the whole hour. You can go up and just do what you just take your communion. And had wall of windows so you could look over the Air Force Academy and Pikes Peak and the Rocky Mountains. It's a beautiful backdrop. And in this group of pastors were a father and a son who coincidentally or incidentally had not spoken to each other for 30 years. Something had happened at one point in that family, and the son was greatly offended, and he and the father had not spoken to each other. But they agreed to come on this pastoral tour of America with these other 30 pastors, 40 pastors. And so here they are walking unknown into the World Prayer Center. And here's the presence of God, that cloud just kind of hovering over us. Sweet, sweet presence. Some of what we've experienced tonight, only a greater degree. And here's how the Holy Spirit works. I don't even want to know what all had taken place in that 30-year time when that son and dad had not even wanted to be in the same room together. But he drew both of them to the communion table, unbeknownst to the other one. One came up that way and one came up this way, and they met. But this time, the presence and the glory of God was covering the meeting. And everything changed because heaven met earth, Kevin. And I'm telling you, they embraced. And I love to say this, 30 seconds in the presence of God can erase 30 years of woundedness and hatred and unforgiveness. Because that's our Lord. His number one trait is he's a restorer. If he wasn't a restorer, none of us would be here tonight. But he restores our soul. I've lost count of how many times he's restored me. David said, he restores, present tense, my soul. Not one time, 4 years ago when I went through a bad time, he restored me. Oh, Dave, he's coming in from taking care of all those dirty, stinky sheep every day. And it's just like, I just got to get before my father with my harp. He restores my soul. He'd begin to sing. Every day, I need restoration. Anybody else? I live on a fallen planet that's full of sin and temptation from north, south, east, and west. I need the restoration of God every single day in my life. Praise God. He's a restorer. That's why when I was praying tonight and I said, Lord, restore us, he just went, restored. And that big stamp came down. You've been restored tonight. You need to thank him for the restoration in this very meeting. He's healing hearts tonight. He's touching bodies tonight. He's causing forgiveness to be where there's been unforgiveness. He's mending broken relationships. He's softening those hardened hearts so that he can do with that heart what he wants. And I had a specific word I was going to share, and I think it's a really good word personally, and I haven't been peaceful about sharing it all night, doggone it. I hate when he does that. But here's what I want to say to you. Whatever he says, do it. It's one of the greatest things Jesus' mom ever said while she was on the earth. There they were at the wedding in Canaan. And they ran out of wine. And she looks to his son and she says, come on, make something happen. And he goes, stay away, it's not my time yet. And she, in that motherly way, kind of ignores that suggestion from her son. And she turns to the waiters and she says, look, whatever this guy says, just do that. You'll be really glad you did. When I started the World Prayer Center ministry, the Lord spoke to me to do it. And I had failed so many times in that city, I didn't even want to take another step. I'd been knocked down, beaten up, and dragged out. And I didn't want to try again. And he kept saying, son, this is my time for you. Gather the worshipers. I want to bring an open heaven to Colorado Springs. And when I finally stepped out, suddenly there was no more failure. They started coming and coming and coming and coming. And people started planning their vacations around the World Prayer Center Wednesday lunch with the Lord. Some ladies from Denver would drive an hour, hour and a half every week to get there. And they were from a Lutheran church. And they'd come up to me. They were old, too. Boy, they were old. Most Lutherans are, though. I think you have to be about 80 now to be a good Lutheran. Don't get me in trouble. I'm just having fun. They came up to me. Three ladies. I remembered as if it was tonight. They had to be 80 years old. And there's nothing wrong with being 80. I plan to be in about 21 years. Although I'm only 37. They came up to me and they said, you know, we're very faithful in our church in Denver, but we don't experience things like this. And when we come here, and then got big tears in their eyes, we feel God like we've never experienced before. And I said, do you know why that is, ladies? That's because you're home. You've come home. You're not doing religion anymore. You've come home to Dad's house when you come in here. This is the living room of the Father. This is where you can kick your shoes off and relax with the lover of your soul. They're probably more committed than most Pentecostals I know in their church, but they had never experienced that life of God. And somebody told them, there's a unique meeting that goes on down there. Go to that. And they did, and it changed their lives. Whatever he says to you, do it. So I did that, and he started doing incredible things. I was thinking just a while ago about my oldest son, Grant. Grant was a high school baseball player, and he got the chance to play for Oral Roberts University baseball team. Oral Roberts University is a top 25 Division I baseball program. Problem is, Grant was not a top 25 Division I baseball player. He wasn't even close. But the favor of God was on him, and he got to join that team just by me sending a little video in of him running the bases and catching some fly balls. It was the biggest shock of our family's life. I just did that to be a good dad, never dreaming they'd accept him. Because when you get in a top 25 program, you've got yourself a program. It's not like the rest of college baseball. It's serious stuff because there is such a level of competition. Well, Grant and all of his 5'8" and couldn't compete with these 6'4" guys on this team, it was kind of comical, but the coach kind of liked him. He never got to play. He sat on the bench for 2.5 years before he finally quit. And I mean, to even be on that baseball team was such a demand on your life. They had 5- and 6-hour practices every day. We're talking about the 102 summer degree heat in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they're wearing these full uniforms. And you know you're not going to play because you're not as good as the rest of the guys, but you go through the 5 hours anyway. This is what it takes to play for a Division I school in the top 25 in the nation. And so we looked at that, and I felt so bad for him, but I said, hey, just stick it out, stick it out. Well, the good side about all this was he was sitting under a real incredible coach who really knew his stuff and knew how to build a top 25 school. So fast forward now to the year 2014, Grant is a chaplain for a Christian school in Colorado. He's also the baseball coach. He's the baseball coach for this Christian school. Yesterday, they won the Colorado State Tournament Championship for 2A baseball. Whatever he says to you, do it. So back in the year 2000, he told Grant, just stay on the team and learn some stuff. In 2014, all that stuff that he learned turned into a state championship for a Christian school against all these secular schools in Colorado. That's the blessing of God. So it didn't make sense to sit there and sweat your little head off every single day with 105 degrees, knowing you're never even going to get to bat. But it makes sense now, because he could have never coached that team to the championship without the training and the teaching. Wow, God must have a plan, Pastor Bob. Is that possible? He must have a plan. I love this couple more stories I'm going to share with you, and I'm not going to keep you much longer. I love the story of a little Scottish pastor in a little town outside, a little country church outside of a little town in Scotland. The man didn't have very many people in his church, but he always loved to follow the whispers and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Very faithful. One day he got up and he heard the Holy Spirit say, walk into town. And he thought, boy, that's just such a strong impression. I don't really know why I'm doing that. He takes a walk. Well, it's not just a quick walk. It was 5 or 6 miles. So he spent a good part of the morning and afternoon just walking. And he got to the outskirts of town. He felt the Lord say, just stop and sing to me. Sing Amazing Grace. And he thought, boy, this is a little bit strange, and I feel a little bit funny doing this. But once again, this was a man who followed the voice of the Spirit. So he began to sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. He did it, which I'm sure much more feeling. I'm speeding the story up so that you don't fall asleep on me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. He sang all 4 verses. And as the story goes, that was it. That was his assignment. Turn around, you can go back home. And he walked back home, and that was that. Until several years later, he heard that there was this famous evangelist who was coming to their area, and he wanted always to be able to hear this man. And so he took the family, and they sat way up in the balcony, this big auditorium. Several thousands of people were gathered. And the evangelist gets up, and he says, you know, this town is very, very special to me, and I'll tell you why. Because many years ago, I did not know God, and I was laying on my deathbed in a little apartment on the outskirts of town. My window was open, and somebody walked beneath my window, and they began to sing Amazing Grace. how sweet the sound. And the Lord touched my body that day and lifted me up, and I surrendered my life to Him. And I'm telling you today, and there's the pastor sitting up there thinking, wow, who would have thought? Whatever He says to you, if He tells you to go sing a song, for crying out loud, go sing the song. We don't know the ways of God. You and I are stuck with looking down I-35. We can't see the interchange and then the road that goes that way and the next interchange. God does something right here so that you can be a blessing way down there in your life and fulfill the plan of the Father. But if we just look at it in the natural, we're never going to take those right steps. I came so close to not beginning that ministry at the World Prayer Center. I was this close. I just didn't want to do it again. Let me tell you, like I said this morning, and we laughed a little bit, musicians are insecure. So when I put something on and nobody comes to my worship party, I don't really want to do that again. Well, I did that 3 and 4 times in Colorado Springs, and nothing happened. I started a church and nobody came. They stayed away by the busloads. Then I had a worship center. Nobody came to that. And so when God tapped me six or seven years later, I thought, thanks, but pick on somebody else. This is killing me. I kind of would rather sit on the backside of the wilderness eating locusts and honey. Not much honey. Had that not happened, then God would not have developed the ministry in me that He wanted. He would not have brought forth CDs that have touched literally millions of people around the world. It just, you got to take that step, whatever He says. And He would just nudge me. You know, he's so kind. He would just nudge me. He'd wake me up at 5 in the morning. Remember what I said? Gather the worshipers. And I'd go, no, that can't be you. Satan, I take authority over you. I'm not going to do that again. You're trying to kill me. Hey, Terry, gather the worshipers. Gather them in the middle of the week and the middle of the day. I want to bring an open heaven. One more story. The pastor is preaching. He's an evangelist. Actually, he's a guest at a church. He's preaching a sermon. He's right in the middle of one of his strong points. And he's a man who walks by the Spirit. And he said, I'm preaching and I'm ready to make a point. And I hear the Holy Spirit interrupt my heart and say, start speaking in this tongue and just say this phrase. And he just thinks, ooh, this is strange. And so he said, I quietly just began to, and he would repeat that same phrase over and over. He said it 3 or 4 times, and a lady starts screaming in the back of the church. And it startled the whole church, and she ran up to the front. He says, lady, what in the world is going on? And she is just beside herself. She's weeping. She's almost out of control. She says, my daughter's a missionary to a little people way back in the bush of some nation. And she taught me this dialect the last time I saw her. She's so far back in the bush, you can't get word to her for weeks. It takes forever. This is back a long time ago, obviously. And so the mom had gotten word that the daughter had been sick, very sick, and was on her deathbed. But the mom couldn't get to the daughter. All right, are you all tracking with me? Mom can't get to the daughter. The daughter, her last time she saw her, had taught her the language that she speaks to this third world tribe. Here's why she's screaming. The evangelist goes into a tongue that he's never spoken before. Here's what the tongue said in that dialect. Rejoice, your daughter is healed. 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 I think I would scream too from the back row. Whatever he says to you. It doesn't make sense, Lord. You're going to interrupt my rhythm here. I've got a great message. This is the big point. talking tongues right here. I got to get a message to one of my daughters. She's got to know her baby's okay. I have great love and compassion on this lady. I got to get her a message. Rejoice, your daughter is healed. Only my God can do that. No other God can do that. We serve a God that is unlike any other God who has ever been created by man. There is one. So I say to you tonight in just a simple message, turn your spirit ears to the voice of the Holy Spirit. He's saying something even tonight to some of you in this house. Listen, it might be an insignificant thing right now. It might change a nation in Scotland later. It might cause you to be used to bring encouragement to a saint who needs to hear about their daughter. It might cause your son to win a state tournament someday, something that seems ridiculous right now. Listen, there's a plan. My dad has a plan that will blow you away with every single life in here. You think you're just kind of floating along. Dad has a plan. If you are just floating along, you need to step it up a little bit and say, Lord, I'm not listening like I need to. Tune my ears. If you need to get hungry, say, Lord, give me the hunger to get hungry. Turn this stale ship around. Take the rudder and turn it the way you want it to go. Whatever he says to you. And let me tell you what, there's a couple hundred people in here tonight. There's a couple hundred different things that he'll say to you. Because the man in the blue shirt's not like this guy in the brown. The lady in the green is not the same as the guy in the red. It's just every single individual, God has a specific plan. It's not an accident that you're alive in May of 2014. It was exactly the design of my Father. He has a perfect purpose for your life. Everything in season, everything in God's time. But we just got to take little steps. How many want to do that tonight? Lord, just whatever. I just want to hear your voice. Father God, you see these hands raised right now. Lord, we say to you, we will obey whatever you say to us, Lord. I don't care what it looks like to man. I've done so many stupid things that to man's eyes that have been exactly the right thing in God's eyes. And you've made me a richer person because of it. You've made me much more fulfilled because of taking one little obedience step. And so hear our hearts tonight, Lord. Oh, whatever you say to us, Lord, we want to do it. Thank you for telling my friend, Pastor Bob Nichols, to give an altar call every service. Thank you for giving leaders in this church the vision of going out and just being a light in a dark city called Fort Worth, Texas. And thousands of people are responding because you just said, do it. This is what I'm saying. Do this. You do your part, and I'll do my part. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, Lord, for an anointing to come upon this place. I thank you for this house that stands here as a trophy of your love. I pray for a new anointing. Lord, I bless my friends Kevin and Amy, Lord, with a brand new anointing. I loose new sounds, new psalms, new songs, new spiritual hymns, new everything, Lord. I thank you for the gift that they are. Now bring something new from heaven. We all need it. Release new glory over Calvary Cathedral. For the pastoral staff, Lord, new grace to accomplish your work. Fresh touch, Lord, from above. That makes things brand new again. Hallelujah. For all the new believers who are calling this church home now, Lord, I pray that you will anchor their souls anchor their souls in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah. Grow them up to be soldiers of the cross. Do a quick work, Lord, and bring in thousands and thousands. Lord, I see the balconies filled with hungry worshipers, hands extended as high as they can get them, wanting more and more of you. I thank you that this is a house of light. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song. It goes like this. Together and make that your prayer song tonight. Oh, I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. I want to be a vessel. Close this the way you want to close it. Charlie or whoever.
Well, let's just lift our hands to the Lord tonight. Lord, I want to be that vessel.
Yeah.
I want to be that vessel. I want to be a, what you've called me to do. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want to be more like Jesus every day. Oh, thank you, Lord. We lift up holy hands without wrath tonight. God, we're so thankful. We're so thankful, Lord. So thankful, so very, very thankful. Hallelujah. Oh, brihaso rekosa. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a clear heaven here tonight. There's a clear heaven. You can just release your faith right now. Oh, the clutter. All the clutter. It just seems like it's just disappeared. There's a clear heaven tonight. We've come to sit in His presence. Listen to His voice. Follow His ways more perfectly. Hallelujah. Brothers, is there one more song you'd like to just lead us in and just worship unto the Lord, or even what you're singing? Just worship the Lord a few more moments, Brother Terry, if you would. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just worship God tonight. Just worship Him. There's a clear heaven. I'm telling you, there's a clear heaven. Send God a text tonight. Email heaven tonight. Ask of Him what is on your heart tonight. Hallelujah. Worship Him. Thank Him.
Thank you, Jesus. Everyone. The glory of your presence in your temple, we give you reverence. Thank you, Lord. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no
sometime in the next little while, just bring an offering after you already come or when you come. Just don't forget to bless our brother. But just go ahead. Let's just worship God. This is so precious. Priceless. 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 Oh, Rebakashi Katalabalabashi.
Thank you.
Everybody bow your head. Let's pray for Janet Nichols. Father, we know you are the great physician. And Lord, we know that there is nothing impossible to you, Almighty God. And God, when you did the work of the cross of salvation, you said it is finished and it is done. So right now, Janet Nichols, we called you healed. And we command you to rise. As a woman of God that you have been called, we stir the calling of God upon you, Janet Nichols, and we command your body to rise. Speak the word of God. Preach the word of God. Read the word of God. Sing the word of God, Janet Nichols. We call you to rise. Right now, God, we know your spirit is not limited. We know your power is not limited. Father, you said to speak the word. So, Father, we speak the word of God over Janet Nichols. And, Janet, we called you healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Janet Nichols, we called you now, now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this is the year of Jubilee. And, Father, we hold on to that right now, the promises of God. God, this ministry, our pastor, his wife, has laid their lives down for this ministry. And God, we are calling forth the miracle power of God right now, Lord. And Lord, we know that there is nothing, nothing, nothing impossible to you, Almighty God. God, you are the great physician. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, God. We just hold claim to it, and we just decree victory, 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 victory. Janet Nichols, I call you victory in the name of Jesus. Victory, victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Shakarabakatara.
Atmosphere tonight that money cannot buy, you cannot make happen. It doesn't. You just won't find this anywhere. All the time, every time, in His presence is fullness. This night has been dedicated just to reaching out to the fullness, fullness of Him, worshiping Him, loving Him. And I feel like there's some precious things that God has done in this audience tonight. Some of you are going to find that things that you've tried to shake off, pray out, speak away, you're going to find there's new freedom. There's just a the Spirit of the Lord God has been in this room tonight. Thank God. The anointed word through song has gone forth. The enemy's back. We've celebrated the breaking of that. It was done on the work of Calvary. Right. Just, there's an open heaven tonight. I just keep coming back. There's an open heaven tonight. Oh, there's an open. Just keep your mind calm. Just for a few more moments here. Keep your mind, your spirit calm tonight. This is more important than anything else in our lives. The presence of God. Moses said, if your presence doesn't go with me, Lord, I don't want to go. Don't want to go. Don't want to go. Oh, let's just pray in the Spirit for a few moments. Those of you that know the power of the Spirit, let's just pray with the understanding if you're not as yet. If you need to receive the Holy Spirit, you can just come forward. God will do that for you tonight also. Let's just let our voices go out to Him. Forget about everything and everyone but Him tonight. There's an open heaven. There is an open heaven tonight. There is an open heaven tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, le barre corre corra corra bakasha kata. Hallelujah. Burdens are lifted. Bondages are broken, shattered. Mistakes are under the blood. Failures are under the blood. Well, there may have been, as our brother said, failure after seeming failure. But oh, tonight, there's just a new beginning. There's a new beginning in this room tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Brother Terry, for leading us into the throne of God, leading us into the presence of God tonight. Praise God. There's just no way to conclude a service like this. I would encourage you to leave an offering for our precious brother tonight. Invest in what you've experienced tonight. You'll just see God do some awesome things. If you just make a check out to the church, every penny that comes in will go to this precious couple. And just don't leave. Do something. Do something before you leave tonight. God may speak to someone to do something substantial. That's between you and God. Hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you for this day, and I want to thank you for this night. Lord, this night has been what has been on my heart. Just a night, not of driving, but a night of leading into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't force the door. We don't break the lock of heaven. Oh, we reach out. We love you and we worship you. And your arms are extended to us tonight. Lord, give hope to the hopeless. Help to the seemingly helpless. Lord, give strength to those that seems that their strength has been waning. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Father, I just ask you to restore broken relationships. Restore strained relationships tonight as he spoke of the example of the Father and the Son. Lord, I just thank you that many miracles are coming out of this service tonight. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you. I trust that you can pray as long as you'd like, but the offering baskets are open. The product table is to my right, just through the door there, to your left. And I would encourage you, of all the CDs I know anything about, this is at the top of my list, I'll tell you. And it's just a part of my daily prayer to God. It's beautiful, faith-inspiring music in the background that'll just help you. Praise God. God bless you. Go with God. Thank you, Terry and Liz, for being with us today. May God's highest and God's best be yours. Amen. In a dry and barren land, I bow down. I need you now. You are calling, I will come to you.